Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the Road to Entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their business journeys.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Caroline, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
Well, I want to give you a secret for everybody to get their head around ChatGPT-5. I'm hearing the word on the street that people aren't that happy right now. So my secret for that is ask ChatGPT how you can improve and to ask for ChatGPT to give you a 90-day program on how you can evolve your critical thinking and how to create a better relationship to create the outcomes you want out of ChatGPT-5.
Wow. I love that. And if you want to see Caroline's website, you can go to theforward.co. Okay. Anya Chang with Taylor.style, Taylor.style. What is a secret you can share with our audience?
Yeah, I have a social media post that is pictures that I'm on a business class with Sean Penn. The copy is about the amazing trips in New York and meet such amazing investors and founder and such love my journey, entrepreneurship journey. The behind the thing of the pictures was that I was in New York raising money for the company. I slept on friends' couches for multiple different days. It was a heat wave, 100 degrees. I wear a high heel with a whole bunch of the pop-up banner for the evening's conference and hop on the trends. When I hop on the train, the moment I realized I was on the wrong side, get off and run over the other side, got on the train, and then electricity went off because it was heat wave and stuck on the train for like 3 hours. Eventually get to the New Jersey's and the guy didn't show up. And the next meeting, the restaurant was electricity went off again because the heat wave again. So we were talking in the candles with 100 degree with sweatings. And then when I back to the hotel for the dinner, I realized I signed up for a room plan because it's cheaper for the ticket. So I actually was not allowed for any meal of the 3 days. So I couldn't eat any of these. This go on and on just like for 3 days. And eventually the last days and I was in the meetings and was meeting all of the change all the business cards. And I realized that the lunch went by so quickly. I realized I didn't eat anything when I back to my seat. So the person next door was very kind and put all of the noodles in those to go like Chinese box for me. I went to the airport. It was again heat wave so electricity went off. So wait in the line for 2.5 hours to check my bag and a flight was gone. So I went back to the line and wait for another 2 hours to rebook my flight. When it's my turn, they say, sorry, you have to rebuy the flight. And I start crying. I realized this was totally not my day for the last few days. And I went back to my friends and begging him to please allow me to stay in your living room one more night. And next day morning, I went to an airport waiting like 4 o'clock in the morning for standing by because they say there's the only flight they might have a chance to stand by. And eventually, I got on the last one more seat, which was a business class. So people, the secret is that when people are glamorous in their startup life, don't believe it.
That was awesome. Jeffrey Cedar, Dogzilla, website eqb.fyi. What is the secret you can share?
My secret is, you want to do this, you want to be the entrepreneur, especially in a new area, break in something where you're going to be a disruptor, you better be prepared for grueling time, money, work. If you bruise easily, forget it. And you better love it. I did it because I loved it. I'll tell you how I got started. I was 26 years old. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do with myself. And I went on a blind date on a rental to rent horses with this girl. And instead of falling in love with the girl, I fell in love with a horse. I went crazy and I was taking lessons and I bought a horse. I said, how can I make a living doing this? And when I finally rented a farm and put my horse on my farm, I threw open my arms and said, Tony, we're living together. And I meant it. It was a big deal. Meanwhile, I was taking this Harvard Business School and Harvard Law School at the same time. And I had to do a thesis and it was like March and I hadn't done it. So I had to go into my advisor and it was Archibald Cox, the big guy from the Midnight Massacre with Nixon, the famous lawyer. And it was a famous guy. He's a big Harvard dad. I had to go in. He's in his stacks. So you go through a bazillion rows of books in this middle of nothing in this huge building. And there's this desk in, near a window. And I sit down. And he says, well, how's the thesis coming along? And I'm kind of looking at the floor. And he says, oh, he got the picture right away. He says, well, what are you interested in? And I looked at the floor again. And I said, horses. And I thought he was going to throw me out. And he turns around, takes this big book off the back of the shelf, and he drops it on the desk, and the dust goes up. And he says, this is the book that the statute that governs horse racing in Massachusetts. Nobody has ever looked at it here in Harvard. I want you to do it. And I did, and I said, that's where I'm going. I'm going into racing. And I'm too big to be a jockey. I don't have any money, and I'm too old. And I'm not connected. But I was pre-med at Harvard, so I have scientific stuff and I have business stuff. I'm going to change it. It's not going to all be the same way it was 300 years ago. And then I started on this, what probably was a ridiculous journey. It took 20 years of poverty and working day jobs. I was taking data. I had it on big discs. I was going up to New York because a buddy of mine who was from Harvard was a doctor at the hospital at Mount Sinai, and I would go up with this huge disc at midnight and go, he would get me on their computer and I would run everything on, and then by 7 a.m. I was off and out. You know, it was like her, like Anya, I was like crazed. We invented stuff, we finally got a break, and God, thank you God, that horse did what we thought he'd do.
That's great. You know, Jeffrey, you've got a lot of podcasting in you. You could start your own podcast. Anyway, Richard Gearhart, what's your secret you could share?
I would say one thing that's really important for entrepreneurs, even when they're first starting out, is to stay current. So I think one of the challenges I faced when I was starting Gearhart Law was with all of the things going on, I found it challenging to stay on top of the latest trends, technology, law cases, all of those things, especially on the accounting side. I did not keep my books quite the way they needed to be kept. But I do think that even if you're starting out, you're at the early stages, you've got way too much to do and not enough time, it's worth it to spend a little bit of time every week just staying current in your industry and staying current with other things that are going on, because you're going to have to be aware of that technology or that trend in order to steer your business in the right direction. Fortunately, it gets easier as you go along and you have more resources, but I think it's really important when you're starting out too.
Yes, very well said. Well, I'm going to go in the weeds a little bit because we do this every week. So I'm going to talk about marketing and videos. And before this show, I looked for each of these three guests on YouTube and I found videos of each of them. And I'm not the only one doing this. So I feel like if you're a serious business person, you need to have at least one video of yourself out there on YouTube or somewhere on your website, wherever it is, of you speaking. And the other thing that you have to do with those videos too for ChatGPT and the other search engines is you have to transcribe them. And there's software that will transcribe them. And there are a couple different ways you can handle those transcripts. They have to be online and visible to the search engines. And those are really going to help you define your brand. And I think if you pair that with Caroline's exercise of putting everything about yourself in there and asking how you can improve, ChatGPT is going to see that. And when people ask about you, that's the stuff that's going to come out. So anyway, video and transcriptions.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.